This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. From Paris, Texas, comes news that authorities tomorrow will free 15-year-old Shaquanda Cotton after she spent a year in juvenile detention. The black teenager's incarceration drew national attention that led to protests this week outside the county courthouse. She was jailed for shoving a hall monitor at her high school. She had received an indeterminate sentence that could have kept her in youth prison until her 21st birthday. Some civil rights groups said the sentence was way out of proportion and that racism was behind it. It was the reporting of Chicago Tribune correspondent Howard Witt earlier this month that drew attention to the case. Mr. Witt joins us from Houston. And how come Shaquanda Cotton is being released now?
Ultimately, I think it was because of the pressure that was brought to bear. The specific reason was a man named Jay Kimbrough, who is the conservator who has been appointed to take over the Texas juvenile prison system, which is in huge disarray because of a sex scandal going on in the prison system. This man, who was sent to clean up the prison system, decided to make Shaquanda's case the first one on his list to review. He has a suspicion that many youths are being held inside that system in the state's juvenile jails unjustly and having their sentences being extended irrationally, and so he personally has ordered this to happen.
Well, the case of Shaquanda Cotton goes back to an incident in her high school in Paris, Texas, in 2005. What have you been able to piece together about what happened?
Well, Shaquanda has been a student who's had disciplinary issues for a while in her school career. She suffers and was diagnosed with ADHD, the attention deficit disorder, and has been on medication for that for a long time. So she has a number of disciplinary write-ups in the school for talking back to teachers and being tardy, et cetera. But on this particular day back in September of 2005, she was trying to get into the school before the official school day started early in the morning in order, she said, to see the school nurse to take her medicine that she's supposed to take every morning. The hall monitor would not let her enter the school because she said she didn't have proper permission. So a shouting match ensued, and then eventually, according to all the testimony at the trial, Shaquanda shoved this lady. Shaquanda was arrested, charged with assault on a public servant, and tried for that crime. And during the course of the trial, it was clear that part of this prosecution had to do with her mother, and that's because her mother is an active civil rights advocate in the town of Paris and has frequently complained about discrimination and alleged discrimination and alleged racism in the schools. So she's kind of a rabble-rouser in the town and not very popular among the school administrators. So it's her belief and the belief of others who have looked at the case that part of this prosecution of the girl was an attempt to get back at the mother.
So Shaquanda Cotton should be freed very soon. Will she be going back to that same high school?
No, she will not. Her mother was talking about homeschooling her. I don't think she's fully figured out what her strategy is, but she says she does not intend to put her back into the school district.
Beyond the specifics of this case, which has drawn a lot of attention, does it speak to something bigger about the youth detention system in Texas or about Paris, Texas itself?
Well, I think the answer to both of your questions is yes. The Texas prison system has been rocked by scandal for more than a month now. The governor has basically seized control of the youth prisons, is cleaning house. So there's all kinds of questions about what's going on inside those prisons and the ways in which those prison guards and administrators may be arbitrarily extending the sentences of youths for very, very petty-type offenses. That's part of why Shaquanda's case has come to attention. Since she's been in prison, her sentence has been extended because she was found with contraband. The contraband was found to be an extra pair of socks. And then to your question about Paris, indeed, the Federal Department of Education is in the midst of a year-long investigation of disciplinary practices in the Paris schools. They are scrutinizing for the last 3 or 4 years whether or not black students are disciplined more frequently and more harshly than white students for the same offenses.
Okay, Howard Witt, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Howard Witt is a senior correspondent for the Chicago Tribune. He spoke with us from Houston.